creating value by stacking benefits. To your leads and applicants, any commitment associated with joining the Air National Guard could be too high until they understand the value of the application of the recruiting opportunity to solve their biggest problems or fill their particular needs. Beginning with the first time you and your leads or applicants speak to each other, their most important questions are always going to be, "What's in it for me?" or "What am I going to get for my time and effort?" And there's one other huge question from your leads and applicants that will need to be answered. What's it going to cost me? The price of joining the Air National Guard is like having an elephant in your living room. Eventually, you're going to have to talk about it. When an applicant objects to the commitment, what they're really saying is, it doesn't have more value to me than the time and effort I would have to give to get it. On the other hand, when you satisfactorily answer your applicant's most important questions and present your recommendations in ways the applicants can understand and apply the solutions, the length of service will be a minor consideration when you ask for the commitment. Your value proposition becomes measurable when you prove to your leads and applicants that the Air National Guard lifestyle opportunity is worth more to them than its price or cost. In other words, the perceived benefits they will receive outweigh the participation requirements and other personal sacrifices associated with belonging to the Air National Guard. To make presenting the commitment easier on yourself, here are 6 tips you can apply to keep the commitment from becoming a major issue. Avoid making the commitment an issue yourself. Very often, the recruiter is more concerned about the price or cost of joining than the applicant. In fact, instead of using the word commitment, try using the word investment, since investment implies the applicant receives something in return for their commitment. Focus on the benefits your applicant will receive rather than on the commitment. Avoid cushioning statements as a way of introducing the commitment. Here's a few examples of what not to say. Are you ready for this? Here we go. Do you have your seatbelt on? Cushioning statements place the focus on the commitment instead of the benefits. Never place a modifier on your offer. For example, the regular commitment is, or what we normally require is, as soon as you say those words like regular or normally, the applicant starts thinking there are alternative offers to the regular commitment or the normal requirements. If the applicant tries to get you to bend with statements like, "You can get me a higher rank," or "There's got to be a shorter enlistment," refuse to do so. Acknowledge their statements, justify your offer, and eliminate any objections. When presenting the commitment, always ensure the value of the commitment exceeds the personal cost to the applicant. The best way to present the actual commitment is to use the benefit stacking formula. It's a proven way to create added value and acceptance of the recruiting opportunity. Before we discuss how it works, first, think back to what you were supposed to be doing in the probe step. You were asking questions to uncover your applicant's greatest needs, right? Every time you pinpoint a problem, issue, or area of interest, you were supposed to be drawing a little star next to that item. Remember, you will not leave the probe step until you uncover a minimum of 3 stars, and hopefully several more. Then, when you exhaust the probe step and move to the apply step to build your solution, you will refer back to those stars and prepare a recommendation that solves the problems, issues, or needs associated with each one of the stars on your list. So, now you are ready to discuss the elephant in the room that goes by the name of price or commitment. And by using the benefit stacking formula, you can create added value and increase the chances your applicant will accept your offer. The formula is really quite simple. Start by presenting 2 to 3 key benefits of the recruiting opportunity your applicant is most interested in receiving. Then, state the commitment. Then present some additional benefits. To put it another way, it's benefit, 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 commitment, benefit, benefit, benefit. Notice how the commitment has been sandwiched in the middle and surrounded by the benefits. Let me say that again. The formula is benefit, 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 commitment, benefit, benefit, benefit. Now, here's the really important point. The more benefits you can offer, the smaller the commitment appears. That's why it's so important to gather all those stars in the probe step. Think of it this way. If you were talking to a non-prior service applicant and all you did was uncover one need, such as educational assistance, you would have a lot of difficulty sandwiching the value around the commitment, wouldn't you? Let's pretend for a minute that we're conducting a sales presentation with a real applicant. Begin the process by presenting your recommendations. For example, John, based on what we discussed, I'm going to recommend you enlist in the Air National Guard for the purpose of becoming a Security Forces Specialist in our Security Forces Squadron. As a new member of the Air National Guard, you'll enjoy many wonderful benefits. Your next action will be to present 2 to 3 benefits the applicant will receive and confirm that they are indeed interested in those particular benefits. Your conversation could go something like this. First, in our discussions, John, you said you were looking for training that could help prepare you for a career in civilian law enforcement. Is that correct? If you asked the right questions and took accurate notes, John should agree. That's also why we use feedback questions in the apply step to ensure we are on target. If not, we'll have to return to the probe step. All right, let's get back to presenting the commitment with our applicant. John, by entering the Security Forces career field, you'll receive hands-on professional law enforcement training that will provide you with valuable experience to help you qualify for a good job with many of America's police departments. How does that sound? Once again, if your recommendation is on target, John should react positively. Now, continue with the second benefit. In addition to the hands-on training, you also told me you wanted to begin working toward your college degree and have the money to pay for college, correct? Once again, expect a favorable response if you are on target. Well, John, you may recall we discussed the Community College of the Air Force. It's the Air Force's own community college that awards college credit for the training you receive in our technical training schools. By attending basic training and security forces training, you'll earn several college credits towards your degree. In other words, at the same time you are starting a part-time career in the Air National Guard, you are also starting college. And when you return from your Air Force training and enroll in your college classes back home at the State University, the Air National Guard will be footing most of your expenses through our educational assistance programs, such as the Montgomery GI Bill and tuition assistance programs. How does it make you feel to know you won't be running up huge debts while in college? Once again, expect a positive response from your applicant. Depending on how many benefits you have available to stack, you may be able to present another benefit. Or if you only have 1 or 2 more benefits to discuss, it's time to present the commitment. John, in return for the training and educational assistance the Air National Guard will provide you, you'll attend 6 weeks of basic training at Lackland Air Force, immediately followed by 13 weeks of Security Forces School, also taught at Lackland. When you graduate, you'll return home in time to take college classes in the spring semester, and you'll drill with our Security Forces Squadron just 1 weekend a month, along with 2 weeks of activity duty training, each for a period of 6 years. At this point, rather than end on the price of the commitment, you're going to continue building more value by presenting additional benefits the applicant was interested in receiving. John, there's more good news. The whole time you are in training, at both basic training and technical training, you'll receive full-time salary. That means when you return home, you'll have saved several $1,000s to put toward the car you want to buy to drive back and forth to school. How does that sound? Once again, if you are on target, expect a positive response from the applicant. And there's one more important benefit you'll be receiving, John. You may recall that you told me every generation of your family has served in one branch or another of the military, and you were very proud of that tradition. By joining the Air National Guard, you will be continuing that family legacy of your service to your community and your country. I would imagine that you and your parents will feel very proud. Wouldn't you agree? Unless the applicant disagrees with anything you've presented, you are now ready to transition to the convince step of the impact selling system and offer third-party social proof that everything you and the Air National Guard are offering is true. Once again, this lesson has been about building value for the recruiting opportunity and increasing the chances your applicant will commit to joining the Air National Guard. The strategy you will use to present the recruiting opportunity and the commitment is called the benefit stacking formula that goes like this: benefit, 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 commitment, benefit, benefit, benefit. Use it every time with all your applicants to create more value and increase your chances for success. Good luck.